In November 2016, America rejected the leadership of those who would say that America is wrong for wanting to be great. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton told us that America needs to apologize for our success. They told us the way to keep peace in the world is to weaken ourselves so that we don't make anyone else feel threatened. And they told us that our Judeo-Christian values are not any better than anyone else's beliefs. We elected President Donald Trump because we are proud of America. We believe in our values, and we believe that a strong America is not a threat to a safer and more prosperous world. In fact, a strong America is the key to a safer and more prosperous world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the voice to which you have been listening is that of our guest, Rich Hobson. He is the former administrator of the Alabama court system. He was campaign manager for Judge Roy Moore, and he is a current candidate for Congress from Alabama's 2nd District. Rich, the things that you said at your announcement last Wednesday, the clip that we just listened to, of course, is from that, are things that very much resonate with much, if not most, of U.S. citizens. But you're saying these things as a committed believer in and a follower of Jesus Christ. And Rich, I've seen you now over the last several years of knowing you in a variety of settings, and I can say this unequivocally, your faith drives all that you do. So I would love for you to speak to this if you would. Obviously, you're motivated to run for office to a large degree because of your faith, because of the values that animate you. What happens to a country when Christians don't fulfill their civic responsibility and what we here at the American Pastors believe is even more important, and that is our biblical duty of being engaged?
Well, I'm sad to say that when that occurs, then basically we get what we deserve. And we have been experiencing that now for decades and decades. With abortion, millions of babies being killed every single day. That is a result of not following the Lord and of letting him go by the wayside and not putting him up front. The destruction of families, of course, would go along with that. The destruction of our youth and not wanting to pursue education, not wanting to be successful, not wanting to work hard, this whole thing about work ethic. You know, these are all God-inspired characteristic traits, and hopefully that would be inspired by parents, a mother and a father, going down to the children, teaching them the way that we are supposed to do, the biblical family. So without folks engaging, without folks clinging to the Lord and trying to get closer to him, that is the problems that we face. However, the flip side of that is the opposite of what I just said, the strengthening of the family, the saving of lives, my goodness, with folks wanting to run and folks being elected who would seek to preserve life and get rid of Roe v. Wade and to save children. Oh, my goodness, that would just be, it would be a miracle, and it would be a wonderful, wonderful United States of America that would probably continue to share with the world that same notion of great values and our great godly heritage. But yeah, those different things, that's what's on my heart.